Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries again today. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we worship you, we praise you, we thank you for this magnificent book we call the Owner's Manual, the Word of God. Thank you, Father, for these wonderful promises you put in this book. Thank you for sharing with us that you saved us on the cross. You healed us on the cross. You made us whole on the cross. You delivered us on the cross. And we only have to yield to the devil if we want to. Father, thank you for what you've done on the cross. And we learned it all reading this magnificent book we call the Word of God. Now, Father, I thank you and praise you and bless the Word as it goes out today to all that hear it. In Jesus' name, amen. We're continuing on here a little bit more, and from yesterday in the Matthew chapter 5, we're talking about the requirements of what the Lord laid down under this new age, that of dispensation of grace that we live in. But yesterday we were reading there in Matthew 5:25, where he was telling us to agree with our adversary quickly. Of course, our adversary is the devil when he comes against us to accuse us of sin. He said, lest at any time your adversary will deliver you to the judge, and the judge will deliver you to the officer, and you shall be cast into prison. So you don't want to go there. You want to make sure your sins are repented of, and you get it done quickly. Don't give him legal right to accuse you of sin. And then in verse 27, he says, you have heard that it was said by them of old, you shall not commit adultery. Well, that's written in the law. Of course, we're not supposed to commit adultery. But Jesus said, I say unto you that whosoever looks on a woman to lust after her has committed adultery with her already in his heart. Now then, that takes some self-control. But you can do it because it's not worthy. I mean, it's not worth it to die and go to hell because you've had to lust after a woman. You can walk right by pretty women and not have a single bad thought about them if you'll take every thought captive and cast it down, like 2 Corinthians 10, 3, 4, and 5 says. But he says it's so important. He goes on to talk about our eyes. If they offend us, to pluck them out. He says, if you can't keep from sinning with your eyes, then it'd be better to die and go to hell, or not die and go to hell, but to die and go to heaven without arms or legs, than it would be to die and go to hell. You do not want to go to hell under no conditions. Then he says, it's so important that even if your hand offend you, he said, cut it off. It says, whosoever shall put away, in verse 31, it says, and whosoever shall put away his wife, let him give her a writing of divorcement. But I say unto you that whosoever shall put away his wife, saving for the cause of fornication, causes her to commit adultery, and whosoever shall marry her that is divorced committeth adultery. So when you get married, you need to make sure that you do everything you can in your power to make sure you get a good mate first time around. And then love that mate and love them like Christ loved the church. And you won't never have to be concerned about a divorce. So you don't really want to go there. If there's any way possible, you want to stay married. Now then, I will have to say that according to 1 Corinthians 7, the scriptures definitely teaches us there that we are called to live in peace with one another. Now, it tells us everything to do. If you're a believer, it tells you that you can pray, you can overcome the forces of darkness. It tells you how to treat and handle your mate so that they will come around and be good, wonderful, loving men and women. But if you are married to an unbeliever, and you get saved and you want to go to church and they beat up on you or something like that, for goodness sakes, don't stay in a situation like that. If you have a mate, especially women, or that are married to a man, and that man's a toughie, and he's drinking and all kinds of things, all I got to say is you should have took that man to church before you married him. But if you didn't, then that's a shame on you. What you need to do now is to find a good place and, you know, get rid of that guy. You know, you don't want to live in torment and suffering and a guy's beating up on you and everything else. I don't care. You don't need to stay in those abusive situations. The Lord clearly says in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, He has called us to peace with each other. And we don't have to live in the devil's world. So whatever you do, don't live over there in that devil's world. Walk holy before God. Get you a good mate. And stay in there. And stay married for life. And pray and ask the Lord to bless you. Now then, he says, verse 34, But I say unto you, swear not at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is the footstool, or neither by Jerusalem, for the city of the great king. Neither shall you swear by the bread, because you cannot make one hair white or black. But let your communication be yes, yes, and no, no, for whatsoever more than this cometh of evil. Now then, you need to think about this. Men and women, if you belong to any kind of an organization besides the church, now any kind of an organization that you have to swear some kind of oath or allegiance to that is leaving out God, you need to get out of that organization. Now there's many of them out there today. Many things that people have to do that they have to swear allegiance to something or swear an oath to something. And many Christians feel uncomfortable with that. Well, we should, because the Lord tells us if we can't just say yes, yes, or no, no, and everything be okay, then it's of the devil, and you don't want anything to do with it. So that's where you need to go. You need to walk holy before God in everything that you do. One thing I'd like to say right here on this verse 37, he says, But let your communications be yes, yes, and no, no. For whatsoever is more than these cometh of evil. So if you're belonging to an organization that requires you to take some kind of an oath or some kind of a statement like that, whatever the organization is, if you have to take some kind of an oath and swear allegiance to it, and you can't talk about Jesus, and you can't swear or can't bless the Lord Jesus, can't talk about Him, can't raise your hands, if you're in a place of business like that, you need to do what I did a few years ago. You need to find you another place to work. Because there's too many people out there that absolutely will not acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Now, if you and I don't get out there and tell them about Jesus, they're not going to know very much about Him. Now then, the Lord clearly says here in His Word, He's continuing on here in Matthew, after He's telling us to not to swear, because He said if we do, then that's of the evil one. In verse 37, But let your communications be yes, yes, no, no, for whatsoever is more than these cometh of evil. So you got to remember that. Jesus is the one who said that. I didn't say it. But I am saying it because He said it. But I say unto you that you resist evil, that you resist not evil, but whosoever shall smite thee on your right cloak, turn to him, or right cheek, turn to him the others also. And if any man will see or sue thee at the law and take away your coat, let him have your cloak also. And whosoever shall compel you to go a mile, go with him too. Give to him that asketh thee, and from him that would borrow of you, turn not thou away. You have heard that it has been said, You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, and do good to them that truly hate you. And pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be the children of your Father which is in heaven, for he maketh his sun to go down and rise on the evil and on the good, and he sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. Now you see right there, the Lord, he has compassion on every one of us. He loves us all. He wants to do good things for us. He is blessing us. And I feel right now that America, the areas that we're not being blown away with tornadoes and hurricanes, and I realize that's a large portion of the United States, and some of them are having to use their own satellite uplinks, and some of them can't get a signal through at all. So these people need to serve the living God. You know, we need to walk holy before him. We need to see what we're doing, and we need to try to understand that if the Word of God tells us to do something, we need to sit down and we need to read this book. We need to make sure that we do what it says. And just like verse 38 here says, but you have heard that hath been said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you that you resist not evil. But just, in other words, you're supposed to pray for those that despitefully use you. In other words, we go down a little further. In verse 43, you have heard that it has been said, you shall love your enemy, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But Jesus said, I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, and do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Now, is that going to be easy to do? No, it's not. Can you do it? Yes. Why can you do it? Because Jesus told you to. In verse 46, and he says, and for if you love them which love you, what reward have you? Do not even the publicans or the sinners do the same? And if you salute your brethren only, what do you more than others? Do not even the publicans do that? So be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Now, what are we supposed to be? Perfect. That word there means mature. You and I are supposed to strive with all of our heart to be pure before God in all things that we do. Be holy and pure in everything we do. We can do that if we will just strive to do what the Lord told us to do. Well, we continue on here in Matthew tomorrow. We come to the end of another day. I'd like for you, if you would like, we have all kinds of audio, video, CD, DVD teachings. If you would like any of these, they're free and postpaid. If you would call our ministry center at 940-242-2106. Also, you can contact us on the web at www.tlsm.org. There you can either fill out an order form to get these free audio and video tapes, or you can find out where we're going to be speaking, or you can find out where our healing schools are. We welcome you to come. We've seen thousands of people healed at these healing schools. Praise the Lord Jesus.